It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of...
Hey, it's the holidays, 2018. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to all of our Marian listeners.
We are here, Ted.
We are here.
We are live. That just tells you how live we are.
That's right. WWGH 107.1 FM. Terry. Terry. Hello there. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Richard Battle of Battle Plan Show Band. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Same to you guys.
That's right.
And Ted, we are going to be on the air live with this great group tonight until 2 a.m.
2 a.m. We're so just going to help everybody cook.
We're starting here on Thanksgiving Eve. We know you're in the kitchen. You're getting those pumpkin pies ready.
Yeah.
And you're stuffing the bird.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. Oh, don't forget that.
Oh, your Kraft macaroni and cheese. Three cheese macaroni and cheese.
You know what? I've heard of it, but I haven't tasted it.
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
Well, we need somebody to bring us one in place, you know.
We'll need a... tomorrow is the feed bag holiday.
That's right.
You think turkeys all over North America are nervous right now.
You're right.
Now, Ted, Thanksgiving. What does Oh, here's Andy Williams. Let him play out.
Yeah, let him play out. We love Andy. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It is. And happy Thanksgiving Eve to all of you listening tonight.
We are in the center of Marion. Smack dab in the center of Marion, Ohio. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Sean Kraft along with us, and Mr. Battle. And we're going to have entertainment galore for 4 hours. This is like the Jerry Lewis telethon on Thanksgiving.
Hey, and we want to thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without you, the listener.
Well, you know, we got a voice. Richard Battle is a member of the Battle Plan Show Band. Also, the Hughes Corporation, who brought us a great, great few hits. And one of them was Rock the Boat, right, Richard?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And
Rock the Boat.
And he's going to, don't rock the boat, baby.
Oh, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock
the
boat.
Tip the boat over.
Yeah.
Oh, see, and we're just...
I know half of Marion right now just moved their hips one way or another.
Well, they've got to get their hips ready for tomorrow.
That's right.
Because they're getting that feed bag on.
The feed bag tomorrow. I like the feed bag tomorrow.
The feed bag tomorrow. Now, Ted, what do you prefer on the table for Thanksgiving? What's a must for you? What must be on the table?
Well, that delicious turkey, first and foremost. Some ham on the side, some macaroni and cheese, some collard greens, some cornbread, black-eyed peas. And let's see.
Sweet potatoes
and some chitlins. All my chitlins people out there.
Now, I've never had a chitlin.
You've never had it? Well,
no.
You don't know what you're missing.
What is it?
It's hog guts. it's the intestines of a pig.
Now, do I go to the grocery store and ask for that?
Chitlins, that's right. Yeah, I don't know if Marion would... Hey, do you have any chitlins, sir? I'd like a 5-pound bucket.
I bet you they do.
I bet they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
do.
We have baklava. That's grease.
They have them pre-cleaned. And,
oh, good.
I think it's better when you clean them yourself, though.
Well, yes.
See, it's that and grits. I've never had grits.
Grits is some good eating, boy.
Is grits good?
Yes, Lord. With some, now, people eat them different ways.
Yeah, well, to me, grits is just like cream of wheat.
Yeah.
Just maybe just a little thicker.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had grits, Sean?
I have never had either one of them.
Tell you what's grits? A good meal down in North Carolina.
I guess I live in a glass house.
Fried fish with some grits in the morning.
Fried fish.
Fried fish with some grits. Fish and grits.
You know what I have seen recently? This was thought of to be an odd thing for a long time, but now KFC is starting to serve chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I saw that commercial.
Yeah.
That chicken and waffles? That don't sound good.
Kind of took Roscoe out of the business there. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, which is famous in that California area.
In Atlanta area also. It's really good.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I've never had the chicken and the waffles.
I like waffles, but I never had them together.
Let's get back to Thanksgiving dinner.
You'll get back to Thanksgiving. But because we are in a thankful mood.
Yes, we are.
Now, maybe somebody tomorrow might have chicken and waffles on their table.
Well, that's true. You know, somebody might have some White Castle.
Somebody told me the other day they made their stuffing with White Castle. I don't think I would like that.
That has a taste to be desired.
Yeah, that would not
White Castle dressing.
Ooh.
Hey, but let me tell you, there's a place in Columbus, Ohio, Late Night Pizza Slice, okay? Oh, the fine people over in Late Night. And they have come together with a pizza which has turkey, dressing, and everything in it. Yeah, on the pizza.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the Thanksgiving dinner on a pizza.
Yep, and that's a beautiful, lovely place to eat. It's right downtown.
Right in the heart of downtown on 3rd and Main.
Exactly.
Late Night Pizza.
Yeah, what's the manager's name there again?
Caleb. Caleb is the manager.
Go see Caleb, man.
So it has the chicken and everything on the pizza.
Yeah, the turkey, the dressing, the macaroni and cheese, and everything. Just and the gravy and everything on a pizza.
Yeah, I said chicken.
That's okay.
Now that's creative.
Yes,
there was some brain behind that.
Thanksgiving feast on a pizza.
Thanksgiving feast. Yeah. Now, what is their specialty there?
Just a late night slice is what they. It's a convenience, and like when you're, after the clubs have closed, or there's, because they're not very much opened after a certain time. But they cater to the people who have the munchies, or, they're just hungry, and they serve late night slices all the way till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They have a few locations. One is in the Short North area of Columbus, and then the other is in the downtown area, and then they also have one. I forget what the other one was. Oh, down further down on campus on the Hudson area going towards Worthington.
I was hoping that they would install, and maybe they will, we're going to get a new governor here in just a few months, some rail systems. DeWine, yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was hoping we'd get some rail systems here in Ohio. Kasich never acted on that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be able to take a train down to Columbus, down to the campus.
Yeah.
Why not?
20-minute ride, They have it up
nice.
In the Cleveland area.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
We used to have a train a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lackawanna.
Yeah.
Erie-Lackawanna.
Yeah.
But we, here we are in the holiday spirit.
Yes.
And we're 2 hours away from Turkey Day, and we'll be on the air 2 hours in Turkey Day.
Yes.
So we've got a lot to cover here, but Thanksgiving is the official kickoff to the holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say this at this moment. I'm very thankful to be here in the city of Marion and thankful to be on the air here at WWGH 107.1 FM and thankful for my family, truly, departed as well as living. So I want everybody to know, and I'm thankful that I have my friend with me here, Mr. Richard Battle. And I said Terry earlier, but I meant to say Sean. But Sean... I love you. And you truly, Scott Spears, you're the embodiment of broadcasting, and you truly, truly cater to your license.
I'll put that on my resume.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're always updating as things go on. And I was we've had a great week here at the station with Roger Stone, President Trump's assistant, and Bill Cosby's PR man.
Yeah.
And we had Pat Carroll and Bill Macy were on this week.
It's one of the greatest, stellar of guests I've ever seen any one person have in local radio,
And Sam Donaldson was
on
recently.
Sam Donaldson, wow.
What a great guy he was.
Peter Jennings, Sam Donaldson, and Ted Koppel, the ABC lead team, I used to call them.
ABC was a very smart organization, and it brings us to the holidays because news people always have to work during the holidays.
Yes.
Because news never stops.
That's right. And we bring you the news on ABC. I forgot to mention one other person, of course, outside of Robin Roberts and the many host of people that they've had, but one of the ones that really a pioneer in black journalism is Max Robinson.
Yes.
And Max was the first black anchor for an evening news. And it was right at WABC.
Who was the guy on CNN? He was there from the beginning. Bernie.
Tony Dow?
No. Bernie.
Oh, yeah, Bernie, yeah. He had the mustache.
Yes, he was very good.
Yeah.
He was one of the ones with Peter Arnett, who was in Baghdad when they started bombing, and he was hauled up there. They didn't know if they were going to live or die.
Yeah.
Bernie Shaw was named.
Bernard Shaw. Bernard Shaw.
He was very good.
Yeah. Then, of course, CBS had my boy Bill Bradley.
Ed Bradley.
Yeah.
Was there ever a cooler journalist than Ed Bradley?
Oh, man, he was great. Him and Dan Rather.
The whole 60 Minutes group.
There
was something in the water there for years.
Something Schaefer, what was his name? Pauling Schaefer.
And then we had Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace.
Andy Rooney.
You ever hear about the way that people want to know what the world is going to end up in?
He was such a cranky old man.
You ever wonder?
How he did it.
He was great.
He was worried about the minutiae of life.
Yeah.
You know? Did you ever wonder why Fruit Loops are multicolored?
Yeah.
And why they're so much smaller than Cheerios?
Yes. He was a nice guy, I think, but a curmudgeon.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a young lady who is the better half of my friend here, Richard. Her name is Tyra. Tyra, you got your own microphone over there, so put it to use by introducing yourself and telling us what you're grateful for on this Thanksgiving.
Hi, you guys. I'm Tyra Anderson. I'm very much grateful for my family.
Yes.
I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for my newfound relationship.
Hey.
And I just want to thank God for bringing me into this new year with new beginnings.
There you go, because in fact, here at WWGH, you are part of this new beginning.
Yes, I am. Thank you guys for welcoming me.
We're so glad you're here tonight, because the holidays, you want to spend them with people who feel like family.
Now, Richard just pointed to her, like, go home and start cooking. Make that turkey, gal.
I was starting to think about that.
Oh, there's going to be such good meals tomorrow, and the Christmas music will start.
Yes.
But, you know, the people have to stop going to the store on Thanksgiving night. The sales start too early.
Yeah.
Why?
Of course. I don't know. You know what, Scott? I think they women sometimes forget who they invited.
Let's ask.
Yeah.
You go right ahead. We do have a woman here.
Let's ask.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Why do we have to start shopping on Thanksgiving night? For Christmas,
Just because that it's going to be a lot of the stores and stuff like that is going to be crowded, and everybody's trying to get that Black Friday sale, so everybody goes right after Thanksgiving because they're trying to get a deal. So that's why I shop early like that.
Oh, see, I just can't go in those stores when they're busy like that. Do you like going in those stores when they're busy?
I think it's for women though.
Oh, I think
they made Black Friday for women.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how many men are out there also.
Mm-hmm.
I go into Bath and Body Works on Black Friday.
Oh, probably is a hassle.
Because now it is a lot of men out there that do the cooking too, also.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So we ain't going to leave our fellow man out because we do a lot of cooking also.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
I know I can cook.
Well, a lot of people, I've heard about this deep frying of turkeys. Do you do that?
Well, my daughter's fiance, he usually deep fried the turkeys for me, man. The first time I had some was last year. I wouldn't have it no other way.
See, this year somebody wanted to deep fry my turkey, but I was worried because I thought, well, you know, once that 20-pound bird is deep fried, there's no going back if I don't like it.
Hey, believe me, you love it.
Is any juice still left in there?
Yeah, it's juicy. Has like a rotisserie type taste to it.
Okay. I've never tasted it.
And even you can even taste a little bakedness in it. It's just like a mixture. It tastes like a mixture to me. I mean, it was beautiful. I loved it.
The person that does it, I understand, has to know what they're doing because it's dangerous as well.
People burn their houses down.
Yeah,
houses. It's horrible.
And I've never had it, but I want to try it this year.
Can you smoke a turkey?
Well, I don't know, but I think you can go in the store and buy smoked turkey legs or something. So somebody smoked some kind of weird.
Now, is there still white meat in a fried turkey?
Yes, it is.
There is. So there's still white meat inside the fried
basically
turkey?
Basically, it's just like frying a chicken.
Oh, okay.
You know? Huh. But yeah, I mean, but they actually fried put the turkey. Whole turkey in there.
Now, how long does it take to fry a turkey?
Oh, it's only about an hour, 2 hours, something like that.
Oh, that cuts down, right? Because
it cuts it down.
And cuts that time down.
Yeah, it cuts the time down, and believe me, it's delicious.
Well, see, I have a 20-pound turkey that I've had in the refrigerator since Monday because it takes a long time to thaw those things out.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got to remember to take the giblets out. People leave those giblets in, and then their ovens burn up. You can't do that. It'll ruin
no!
That's right.
Yeah, and if you deep fry it, you got to take that little plug out of it.
No, well, you can't leave the plug in?
No.
It'll melt.
Correct.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Right, so you don't want no plastic on your turkey breast.
Now, how do you know when a deep fried turkey is done?
You know, that's a good question.
I would think when the grease stopped bubbling, you know, it was close to it, you know, like frying chicken.
Well, I'm a little worried because this year.
I think it's a little different than that.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some salmonella scare going around this holiday
season. Yeah, there is.
Romaine lettuce and something pills. It's some kind of cake mix.
And I heard something was going on as far as they have a recall on the turkeys, but I heard that something's going on with the turkeys this year.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are saying, well, we're doing ham this year. Yeah. So we better keep it safe and do ham.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, some ham.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, but I've got the 20-pound turkey. I got to cook this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess if everybody gets sick, tough luck.
We'll be sick together.
You just make them sign a contract.
Hey, honey, we're not going to Scotch tonight.
You actually had your turkey in the refrigerator for over a week?
No, Monday.
Oh, I think you said, okay.
Yeah, so you know if you go to Scott's house to eat, you know, he's going to have you sign some papers.
That's what I was going to say. This turkey will be delicious.
Yes.
It'll be
well-thawed.
Well-thawed. You know, that 20-pound turkey, if you hit somebody with that, you know you can do some damage.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might get a charge behind that.
Wake up around New Year's.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to just say some of our listeners would like to call us and find out what you're grateful for and say hello to some of your friends who are out there cooking this Thanksgiving Eve. Telephone number 340-383-9944. 740-383-9940. Why don't you be kind enough on this or grateful enough to give us a call where you can say what you're grateful for and tell us who you are and what you're cooking tonight because we might be over.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Now, Ted, we're getting into the Christmas mood also.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Now, you say you had never heard the I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas song.
No, I've never.
My. That's a popular song. It was performed by young Gayla Peavy back in the 1950s.
Oh, like I really know Gayla Peavy.
Gayla Peavy.
She was on the show last year.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's an older lady now, but she still.
Did she sing it live?
Oh, yes.
Did she? I knew only you would get her to do that.
Well, see, last year I did a special for Christmas, and we had Gayla Peavy doing I Want a Hippopotamus.
Okay.
We had Brenda Lee doing
Brenda Lee.
Rockin'
Around.
I know
who that is.
Oh, she was on. And, Dr. Elmo, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You had all three of them.
All three of them. We did a big Christmas special.
I would have loved
that.
Wow. Good. I like that song.
It's so neat.
Yes.
Yeah. He gets the guests, I'm telling you, man.
I would love to hear her sing that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
That was a
really good song.
Well, I'm going to play
Mr. Grinch.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see the guy that did that.
Burl Ives.
Oh, that was Burl?
Burl. I think so. Oh, no, Boris Karloff.
Okay, that would sound better.
And I think he's dead.
Boris is gone.
No chance of getting Boris.
But you're getting ready to play me the Hippopotamus song?
The Hippopotamus song, because this voice is so unique. I think it's why it's never been covered by anybody else. Because when you hear her, you got to understand, this is the 1950s this was recorded. It was kind of run off as kind of a, you know, like a throwaway song.
Yeah.
But it hit. You can buy Christmas ornaments now that are hippopotamuses that sing this song.
What?
Now, remember, this girl was about 14, 15 when she sang this song.
Wow.
But here it is, one of the Christmas classics, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, Gayla Peavy.
Here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
What do you think so far, Ted?
Well, I have to tell you, I have heard that. Would have never guessed who it would have been, of course. And it's I don't hear it every grouping of holiday songs.
There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
There you have it. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Gayla Peavy.
14.
Now, 14 years old.
Now, you know what? She actually sounded like the girl who sung the Christmas song, I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas.
Very similar.
Yeah, also sounded just like her.
Actually sounds like that girl that played in the Little Rascal shorts, Our Gang, Darla.
Oh, yes, Darla.
Yeah, and then also, last but not least, Betty Boop.
Well, Gayla Peavy, she still has that weird kind of voice, but this went to number one, I believe, that year on the Billboard charts, and people sent her money to buy a hippo.
Wow.
My goodness.
She had to buy a hippo, so she did, and then they put it in the Atlanta Zoo, and it became a famous hippo because it was the hippo from the song, and then it died because it got old. You know, oh, well, hippos are overweight.
I want a silverback gorilla.
I thought you were going to say they took the hippo and cooked him for Thanksgiving.
They might have. Deep fried.
Deep fried him.
Deep fried the hippo. Well, the hippo had high cholesterol. Yeah. That's the way. And then she's older now, so but it was such an attraction at the zoo, they went and bought another hippo, and they had her come in her 50s, and sing again and rededicated another hippo.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Yes. So this song has great history to it.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now I know. I mean,
and only if you talk to Gayla do you know this.
Yeah.
Now, you had never heard that, Ted.
Not in a playlist form. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing that... I remember hearing it maybe as a kid or something, and I thought, again...
Yeah, I heard
it.
Yeah, it's a hip song.
I think right. I probably heard that as much as I didn't hear that as much as I heard, you know, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
Jackson 5.
You know what? What my favorite until God bless her she died. Every year it was not Christmas until Eartha Kitt did Santa Baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a great song that was.
Santa Baby.
Yeah.
I love Eartha Kitt.
You know, it's funny when I started out in radio. I was doing talk, but at Christmas time, they would let you play music, which is fun. So you get a playlist developed because it's not pre-programmed.
Right.
So the first year, I apparently was playing Eartha Kitt Santa Baby quite a bit.
Yeah.
And one day I got a card at the station. And they said, Scott, I love your show. I love listening to it. But if I ever hear Santa Baby again, yeah, I'm going to throw the radio out the window. I said, okay, I won't play that one again.
Oh, right.
You put it in heavy rotation.
Put it in, I did. That's what that was called, heavy rotation. Eartha Kitt. And then Eartha Kitt died on Christmas.
Aww.
Oh, did she really?
She did.
That I didn't know. Boy, you're so full of facts.
That. Well, it's a factoid. Can you believe that Eartha Kitt died on Christmas?
It was sad.
They made a very iconic song. Like,
what year? Do you know
Santa
what year
Baby
it was?
Believe in me, 2000. It's been recently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But she used to, every year at the Cafe Carlisle in New York, they would get her in at Christmas time, and she would do Santa Baby for all the New York audience. She's a wonderful, and she was Catwoman.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
The original
Batman,
Catwoman
and Batman. Yeah, she was the original.
740-383-9944. Come on and call and let us know, let our team here know what you're grateful for and what you're cooking, because we are curious to find out if our Marion residents are in the kitchen, whether they're male, female, the kids, put them all in there to work.
You can, and another Christmas tune that Darlene Love. You know the title of the Darlene Love one? They used to do it every year on David Letterman.
She retired from it,
but she's doing it again.
Yeah,
nobody ever retired.
Darlene Love.
Yeah.
Darlene Love.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, I was going to try to get us Eartha Kitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I
Darlene Love. What did she? Are you going to just play it and get our?
I'm going to get us all to go.
Oh yeah,
you don't know it. Okay, here David Letterman had her on, I think, every year that he was on the air at Christmas time.
Okay.
The Christmas show was Darlene Love, and here it is. You remember this one, don't you, Ted?
Yes, I do, absolutely, now.
I believe so. She was on Broadway. She did Marshmallow Christmas, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. I can see Richard now stepping back and doing some kind of dramatic choreography.
See, this is where she gets up on the piano.
I was going to say, it always gets funky when you got that saxophone blowing up underneath. Oh. Yeah.
It would start snowing.
Christmas just ain't Christmas without music like that. We should have like a 50s Christmas playlist. Just all the songs in the 50s. Bobby Darin and our gentleman that kicked us off, Mr. Indy. And then you've got Johnny Mathis and Nat King Cole and Sam Cooke. And even Charles Brown, remember that one?
Oh, they were
bells will be ringing.
Oh, that's a classic. Do you remember who used to go around? I can't remember his name. Who the guy who used to go around singing "Twas the Night Before Christmas"? He would go around the country doing it. He was a famous actor. What was his name? It wasn't
Don Ho.
Don Ho. Oh, I've interviewed Don Ho.
Have you?
Oh, he died, though.
No, okay.
I won't interview Don Ho again.
Tiny bubble.
You know, Don Ho, when I had him on, told me he had a heart condition, and really? He died about the next month.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he said he was doing well.
Yeah. See, again, things to be thankful for. You know, how many people can we say would give anything to be back here on this Thanksgiving 2018? Loved ones, celebrities. You know, Whitney Houston. I know she would have a Christmas album right about now. Absolutely. Michael Jackson, Prince. The list goes on. Robin Williams, I know he'd have a Netflix special about now.
Well, Christmas is a special time of year, and I used to love those Bob Hope specials.
Oh, yeah.
Every year you got a new Bob.
Tyra was just asking about Bob Hope. She saw a little magazine on your magazine table in there. She was saying, who's Bob Hope? I know him, but I...
Well, Bob was a good guy in that every year at Christmas he would get his little friends together, and he would do a little Christmas special.
Yeah, a lot of USO work.
USO, and he would have the All-Americans on, the football All-Americans, and he'd have the Orange Bowl Queen, and that was a Bob Hope Christmas. And he originated Silver Bells.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Bob Hope was...
Silver Bells.
Really?
I know he did the things for the memories.
Bob Hope did Silver Bells in, I believe it was the big broadcast of 1938.
Can you do me a favor and play one of my favorites
what
on the
it?
Playlist? It's The Drifters, White Christmas.
Oh, I'll look for it. Now, tell people about this song before we...
Yeah, okay, well, let me tell you. It's back in the days of the doo-wops, back in the 50s when Flamingos, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Little Richard, the doo-wop group. And it was like the beginning of Jackie Wilson era and all of that. And the Drifters were very, very melodic as well as harmonizing. And they did this version of White Christmas, which, of course, if you ever really noticed, everybody has their own take on certain songs, you know. Nobody can sing... you know, certain songs like the others, like the original people that sing it. No, excuse me, I don't think nobody can sing the Christmas song like Nat King Cole. I don't care who they are.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Nobody will blow Nat
King. I'm gonna show you how Nat King Cole sang it.
Here we go. Here's Richard Battle's version.
Oh no, they gotta stay tuned and listen. That's gonna be
That's
hour one. Yeah, we're going into the Drifters. Ted, introduce the Drifters.
Okay, it is WWGH 107.1 right here, Marion's finest radio station, and here's the Drifters with White Christmas here on this Thanksgiving Eve 2018. Happy holidays.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in.
Here's my part that I like.
Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'm getting ready to get past Thanksgiving and get into Christmas.
With every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright.
Here you go. Here's Scott's part.
I'm dreaming of
that sounds
white
like me.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops.
Now, did the Drifters have a female in their group?
No, they kind of do sound a little bit like the Platters.
Yeah. So that's a male singing that?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Alto.
Yeah, if you go, you know, to YouTube or somewhere, you look them up on the PBS special that they have those reunion tours.
Well, they're still out there?
Yeah.
The original group?
I think a few of the originals are no longer with us, but... I love the Drifter.
Isn't that always the way, though?
Yeah, yeah.
People depart. People coming, people going.
Yeah.
But that's the way it's supposed to be.
The earth cleanses itself.
What has to.
Yeah.
Exfoliation.
You know, but you know what? And this is aside from... this is aside from our holiday spirit, but I have to say that Science Channel, man, I'm loving it. I used to like Discovery, Nat Geo, you know, the Smithsonian Channel, all of those. Science is popping.
Well, there are so many things going on in the world that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have global warming. We do have...
wildfires.
Wildfires.
Yeah.
If we just would rake... Maybe things would be better.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of all depends, doesn't it?
740-383-9944. I don't see them fingers doing the walking, so we could do the talking. Ted Williams with you.
I wonder if their fingers are in the bird.
Ew, just come and start dialing and have bird guts all over the phone. No, I just teasing.
You know, my favorite part of the meal is actually the cranberry sauce.
Oh, do you like
that? Oh, I love the cranberry. Because I like it when it comes out of the can.
I was going to say, is there very much of any homemade cranberry sauce going around? Do people home make that?
Well, I see cranberries in the store, so I think somebody's making it at home.
Yeah.
But somebody told me, they called in the other day and said, you just have to boil it.
Oh, really?
Just boil the cranberries.
Cranberries from the store?
Yeah.
And then chill it like Jell-O or something?
I guess. Yeah. Stir like wild berries or
something. Does anybody have the recipe out there for homemade cranberry sauce?
We'd love to, you know.
383-9944, 740 area code, 383-9940.
Because that is a staple of the Christmas table to have cranberry sauce. And the Thanksgiving table as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you hungry for some Christmas?
I like stuffing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, everybody makes that differently.
They do.
And that's the great thing about stuffing that I like.
Oh, some people make oyster dressing stuffing.
Yeah.
Some people do the stovetop.
How do you make yours?
My mother always did the natural cornbread.
Ooh, cornbread. That sounds good.
Style dressing. And it always went good with the turkey.
Yeah,
and the cranberry sauce. Like you said, outside of that, I ain't eat nothing else. I can just the dressing and that turkey and the cranberries.
You have it made, don't you?
Yeah.
And NFL football and go to bed.
I used to, but Mom's retired now, so she ain't cooking no more. Yeah. But now we doing the cooking.
What is the stuff that they say turkey consists of that always has people to that brink of sleep or
tryptophan?
Okay,
that's
tryptophan.
Right. That's what it is.
It puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's still in, or the FDA got it out, or
no, it's still in.
Yeah, I think it's
a natural part of the turkey.
I think it's a natural part of the turkey.
Natural part. That's why people get so tired on Thanksgiving.
Okay, you kill me. You stay up all night cooking me. Well, I'm going to put you to sleep, and I hope it has propofol in it.
And I found out that there are some turkeys that actually fly. I think they say they were wild.
Really?
They said they were wild turkeys. They actually fly.
See, that's the great WKRP episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they throw the turkeys.
Les throws the turkeys out.
Yes, and he's standing down and doing the
broadcast.
Yeah, and he's doing it with a line from Pearl Harbor. No, but not Pearl Harbor. What is it? The Hindenburg.
Yeah, the Hindenburg. Yeah.
Such all the humanity. Yeah. These turkeys hit the ground.
Yeah.
Now, that was a great, great show.
WKRP?
WKRP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gave everybody somewhat of an inside look at what goes on in a radio station.
I think it'd be fun to kill your own turkey.
You probably.
I had a friend of mine who went out to try that, and what happened was he was young, and you got to wring the turkey's neck. And he got to turning the turkey, and I guess the neck slipped around a few times, and the turkey dug his claws in his abdomen. It would not let go. And his mother said, keep holding, whatever you do, hold on to that neck. And that boy is standing there with the turkey clawed into his stomach, you know, and he finally just choked it and, you know, that kind of thing.
She doesn't seem so much fun now, does it?
But the way I actually saw it done was the guy put the turkey on like a wooden
chopping
tree
block.
Yeah, no. And he just had him like bolted down. When he chopped his neck off, even though the body kept running.
Yeah.
But the thing was, though, That was the best turkey I ever had. Like, it was fresh. Call me because it's like fresh. Ain't no additives and preservatives and stuff like that. And it was just, it was really, really fresh.
That's what I was thinking.
But so. I like to get my turkeys from aisle six.
Me too.
As far as I go. Yeah. Yeah. I just can't see wringing a turkey's neck.
Butterballs.
Well, you don't have to. You can chop it up with an axe.
With an axe?
Yeah, you just, like he said, you just take a.
Well, I don't want to go out to a turkey farm. And
I actually saw it done, though. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't impressed. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Turkeys can be vicious.
Well, and if you can't afford an axe, just wring its neck.
But they're fresh. But they're fresh.
Pop it off.
More fresh, you know, like that. I mean, that'd probably be a good idea. Maybe I'll ride on down south for Christmas and see if I can't get one fresh.
There you go.
Turkey, but you can't name the turkeys because then you don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
Once you put a name to it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put
He's
the,
part of the family.
Yeah.
Then you get a turkey all
there's
year.
There's Richard the turkey.
There you go.
And turkeys are shrill. They've got a real high-pitched kind of a noise.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I don't want a pet turkey.
Yeah. No.
No.
Hey, listen, I want to say at this moment, I want to say it was a joy being with former Governor Ted Strickland, mayor of Marion, and, of course, Ms. Withrow. I had a great time there. That election didn't turn out the way I thought it would in certain areas. Issue one, of course, Cordray, excuse me. But I want to also wish that panel of people the happiest of Thanksgivings. And what about our family that normally goes on the air? They do the agricultural report, Fred, or you know, I'm talking about the married couple that would be over at the radio station when we were in the mall.
Oh, yes.
If you say their names.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Married.
Charlie.
Charlie, yes. Charlie, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm sure Charlie's out there listening right now.
Well, Charlie, I love you and your lovely wife, and I wish you the best of holidays and, of course, Thanksgiving as well. And to the fine people over at Domino's across the street, I want to wish them a big happy Thanksgiving. They've been very charitable when it comes to situations with the station. They've always let their generosity show.
They have good pizza.
Yeah, they do. A good one a minute ago, but no, I'm just teasing.
It's all in the crust. They have good crust.
Oh, really?
It's very...
You know, Domino's fell off the charts for a minute, to be honest with you, and because of Donato's and, you know, the other pizza joints that were popping up and everything, but Donato's has stepped their game up, and Domino's, I'm sorry, has stepped their game up, and you're right, they are.
It's all because, remember when they used to promise that 30 minutes or less?
Yeah.
And they were killing people in the road, and the cops said, can't do this anymore?
I got five tickets getting that meal over there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I mean, honest to goodness, being killed by a Domino's pizza delivery driver. What a eulogy.
Wow. Well, what about Jimmy John's? The guys on the bicycles all downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic.
Well, see, that's what's wrong with New York right now. They got to fix New York because that. Have you ever noticed all mayors from New York are a little crazy? They're all a little nuts. Ed Koch and Rudy Giuliani and
Mayor John Lindsay
and de Blasio.
Yeah.
Oh, and what was the one who wanted to... Bloomberg wanted to stop all the soft drinks?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? He's nuts.
Listen, let me tell you something. New York is my place of birth, Brooklyn, New York. And I said that to say this. I was just... About 2 years ago, I went to New York, and all my friends and all knew how we lived when we were young. And I don't want to take anything away from any of the mayor's authorities and all, but they have stopped urinating. You can go to jail for urinating in the street. This is no lie. This was a place that was known for just whipping it out, and for men anyway, whipping it out and doing your business at anywhere you wanted to do it, you know? So I'm out there and, you know, had a few root beers too many, and my bladder was whole. Man, you should have seen the people that tried to protect me over the possibility of jail, a ticket, or getting beat up by the police, you know?
Well, this is recent.
My hands are up. You know what is out.
Oh,
please don't shoot.
Well, it might not be a good idea to be, you know, out in the street like that.
Well, listen. Every man finds a tree or something just like a dong or something to kind of conceal that. But so what I was going to say, I didn't just whip it out and want to do I went to the side of a building
I
where no one was.
Inside of a building, yeah. Sure.
So now, was that story just happened like, what, a couple months ago?
No, we were talking
2 years ago?
No, what I was going to talk about, it happened on a Thanksgiving Eve. That I was walking in the
street. You didn't put that in the turkey, did you?
No.
There's not a whole lot of trees in New York.
Okay, this has turned into a morning show.
It is. Central Park is about the only place you would find a tree in New York City, Manhattan.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, they got a few little sticking out.
Could you imagine a turkey in Central Park?
No. Exactly. It wouldn't last a minute. No,
Central Park is still rough.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Certain areas. You got the Spanish Harlem area. You got the East Side area. You got the West Side. And even as far as getting into Lower Harlem, the Lower East Side.
You know, I walked in there one time, and I didn't even realize I had walked in. There's just no signs or anything letting you know you're in Central Park.
And it's very dark.
But you realize about 10 minutes in that you're in.
Yeah.
And you know. Well, it's strange because Fifth Avenue is right across from Central Park.
Yeah.
And you have all these beautiful homes and hotels and doormen. And then you cross the street and you're in the badass side of town.
Yes. The Dakota where John Lennon was assassinated is right across the street from the park. You know,
it's a beautiful area. It's the Carlyles there. And the plaza is right across the street.
Walk across the street,
Astoria.
And you see Jason.
You know, the Waldorf Astoria is under construction right now.
Oh,
they're
really?
Redoing the New Year's. This is
a beautiful hotel, though.
Guy Lombardo every year from the Waldorf Astoria.
That's right.
Doing his little
Old Ang Syne. Now you know what movie brings to mind when they talk about the holidays and all of that. What is that? Home Alone.
Home Alone.
I think of Central Park.
And I believe Hong is famous for It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Where Jimmy Stewart's got little Zuzu at the end. And
tell you another one, The Out of Towners with Jack Lemmon.
Oh,
that was a good movie. Yeah.
You know,
when he got robbed in Central Park.
You know, the Christmas Carol with George C. Scott. That is the definitive version to me of a Christmas Carol. When he played Scrooge, George C. Scott, and the one that's overlooked and I every year is Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Oh yeah,
it's
a great
movie. You know what? Hour number one's done. We got three to go. We're going to break here, and we'll be back in 10 minutes.
That sounds good to me. Hey, remember this number, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944.
WGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days.